This is JIS News. Coming up, 50 CMI students to receive tuition support through NYS. Health Ministry to develop kidney transplant policy and special needs schools get learning equipment. Details after the break. Stay with us.
The Aedes aegypti mosquito mostly bites during the day and spreads diseases such as dengue and chikungunya. It breeds in containers that can hold water, such as old tires, cans, drums, and are located where people gather, for example, home, school, church, or work. Look out for the containers at least once per week and cover them, clean them, remove them, or destroy them. Play your role in preventing the spread of diseases. Destroy mosquito breeding sites. A message from the Ministry of Health.
Now the news. 50 students pursuing undergraduate studies at the Caribbean Maritime Institute, CMI, will benefit from a total of $5 million in tuition grants from the National Youth Service, NYS, under its Access to Higher Education Partnership Program. The program is open to students aged 17 to 24 and seeks to enhance the personal and professional development of participants and will see each student receiving $100,000. Minister of Youth and Culture Lisa Hanna says the program will give bright but financially challenged students the opportunity to enhance their employability prospects and become productive citizens.
We want you to become global producers taking a seat at the table rather than being marginalized consumers in a world without boundaries.
Minister Hanna was addressing students of CMI at the recent signing of a memorandum of understanding between the CMI and the NYS to formalize the arrangement. The Minister of Health is to formulate a policy aimed at guiding development of a standard kidney transplant procedure. This as a viable alternative to hemodialysis for persons with renal disease. Portfolio Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson made the disclosure at a recent function in honor of Transplant Links community and staff members of the Cornwall Regional Hospital. Transplant Links is a United States medical entity which, along with the Cornwall Regional Hospital, has carried out successful kidney transplant operations at the St. James facility for the past 2 years. Dr. Ferguson says he will be consulting with Transplant Links community to secure its contribution to the drafting of the policy to guide kidney transplant. He has expressed gratitude for the visiting medical team's support, noting that this should go a far way in putting a dent in the approximately $1.5 million it costs the government per year to treat each patient accessing dialysis treatment at public health facilities. Students at 7 special education institutions are to benefit from specialized equipment to help boost teaching and learning. The equipment was procured by the University of the West Indies Center for Disability Studies in partnership with eLearning Jamaica Company. It includes voice-to-text software, tools to help blind persons draw diagrams, and sign language training software. The equipment was purchased at a cost of approximately $34 million. The schools to benefit are the Salvation Army School for the Blind, Leicester Mayor Gilby School for the Deaf, Woodlawn Special School, Randolph Lopez Special School, Carberry Court Special School, Landilo Special School, and the Danny Williams School for the Deaf. Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites says the new equipment will significantly improve the capacity of students with special needs to achieve their educational goals.
It's not just a nice thing to extend the capacity of technology, the opportunity for the best education to persons who are challenged, to the disabled community. It is a work of God that we are doing. And I pray a blessing upon all those who have made it possible and all those who will benefit from it.
Junior Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade Minister Arnaldo Brown says the government still has plans to issue a diaspora bond as it seeks to tap into the resources of Jamaicans living overseas. He notes, however, that timing is going to be important in terms of its implementation. The recommendation for the floating of the bond came out of the first biennial diaspora conference held in Kingston in 2004. It was seen as an attractive option for the Jamaican government in sourcing capital to fund development initiatives. Mr. Brown says while there was positive support from the diaspora after stakeholder meetings with government officials, a decision was made not to issue the bond because of the impact it would have on the country's debt burden.
When our debt profile improves, maybe at that point, the government of Jamaica could then think about an instrument in the form of a bond.
Minister Brown was speaking at a recent JIS think tank session. That was JIS News. I'm Aroya Eubanks.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.